Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi is hoping for some investment in his country. Today, he begins a 5-day visit to France, which is his first in more than 3 decades. Libya's relations with the West have improved since Gaddafi, in 2003, renounced his program for weapons of mass destruction. But his business agenda is still drawing fire, as Anita Elash reports from Paris.
The contract signed this week will be worth at least $4 billion. Libya plans to buy French-made Airbus airplanes, a nuclear reactor, and military equipment. France also hopes to sell 14 Rafale fighter jets. President Nicolas Sarkozy says Gaddafi has proven he can be trusted and is worth dealing with again. If we don't welcome countries which take the path of respectability, what will we say to those taking the opposite path? He told reporters over the weekend at the Europe-Africa summit in Lisbon. I said to Colonel Gaddafi that I will encourage his return to international respectability. Gaddafi's visit is getting a lot of criticism. Pierre Moscovici is a prominent member of the opposition Socialist Party. He says the French government should not deal with a dictator. I find that this new friend of Nicolas Sarkozy is being well paid for having tortured men and women, he said on French public television. There are still men and women being tortured in Libya today. Other European countries, such as Germany, have balked at the idea of selling nuclear or military technology to Libya. But Libya is flush with oil money and desperately needs to develop its infrastructure. Analysts say Sarkozy believes that if France doesn't do business with Gaddafi, other countries, like the United States, Britain, and Russia, will. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.